Wrestling with Martin Bester.
Rikus de Beer, kan jy 'n bietjie saam met ons vanoggend? Ek wil vir jou sê weer eens baie dankie vir die voice note so goed wat jy stuur. I mean we live this whole experience through your eyes and amazing wit, obviously,
yeah.
And it is quite a we picture it from where we're sitting. And ek moet sê baie dankie daarvoor.
Nee, fun.
Ons wil nou kyk Driekus still dogs to see. We know now he's a fantastic fighter. Is what a champion this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got other talents as well. He's also a vraag daaroor.
How's it, everybody? I've got a question for Driekus here after spending some time with Driekus. Do you have any idea of his training regime for downing a beer? Because that could come in handy in the middle of four ways on a Friday night.
Dis is 'n talent, dog.
Ek het een keer, ek het in Canada, was iewers 'n video op die internet waar ek op Canada het ek try saam met hom down. En dit, ek dink hy cheat. Hy het letterlik soos 'n pennetjie vir ding wat hy trek, keel oop, steek hom af. Want dit is crazy. Ek is soos by sluk 3, dan is hy klaar.
Nee, weet, hy maak so.
Nee, maak letterlik sy keel oop.
Maar ek weet nie of is dit biologically, ek weet nie, is dit possible? How do you do that?
Ek kan X-Men.
Yes, ek weet, ek sal verstik, man. Want ek het dit getraai, toe het ek amper versuip.
Michael
kan dit nie doen nie.
Yeah. I think they must incorporate that with the next fight. There should be like a press conference, but there also should be a down
in between
rounds.
Yes.
To get a bonus round.
In between rounds for bonus point.
It's not yet. It's a man's thing. Next time, if we ever have the pleasure of having him in again, I'm absolutely going to ask Paula to challenge him. Okay, so now we've got to ask. This video has gone viral. Of him sitting at a press conference, the one afterwards, I think.
Yeah.
And then he takes a sip of his energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one of those big can energy drinks. And then he looks. He's got a look on his face that says,
it's a look,
what is happening? The most popular take on it and the most popular rumor is that, and that's highly specific. You know, South Africans. Okay, what's going to story vertel?
We like detail.
And also, the most popular take on it and the most popular opinion about it is Ibn Itzabeth put brandy in his energy drink.
It's actually a great story.
Okay.
So I wasn't aware that this rumor is going around in South Africa. Like I said, the first 48 hours of the fight's a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
So on the third day, we went to this rooftop bar and we had a couple of beers, a bit away from all the media and stuff in Perth. So daar het ek gekom en Megs, the producer Megs op die show, stuur vir my hierdie prentjie en sy vra, what is the backstory?
What's the story?
Want allemaal, kyk, was twee goed wat Suid-Afrikaners my gevra het. Is dit? Het jy of Eben van Brandwijn gegeen? En die tweede ding is, hoe laat is die fight? As een ou my vra, hoe laat is die fight? I don't know. We don't know. Ons wacht ook maar.
Yeah.
Maar in elk geval, en Megan stuur toe vir my die voice nou, toe ons nou al uit is en so 3 bieren sterk is en ek en Neil staan en praat oor die video. En ek vra vir Neil, bro, wat is hierdie story?
What's going on?
En hy frons so, en hy gaan so, oh my jimmel, hy besef het nou eers, want hy het nog nie is een product oor nie, maar wat hy sê toe vir my, kyk, Usada het in die tyd nog nie getoets nie, so maybe was iemand, want daar is so baie drinkse goed wat rondgepas word en goed, laat hy dalk iets geproe het, en soos wow, iets proef funky, ek moet nog getoets word, en dan is hy, so ek vat my phone dadelijk, en ek gaan van Megs, ek stuur vir voice note, ek gaan so Megs, dit is a bit of a backstory, want Driekus is op sy phone al by die bar, ek gaan so, jy is a bit of a backstory, I mean, maybe he's a moose a juicy story, hier in die gang.
Maybe someone try to spike his drink, and some tests.
Yes.
En ek sê toe vir Neil, maar kom ons hoor, en ons roep op, vir Driekus, kom goed, chom, hierdie story, wat was die story? Hy kyk so, hy gaan so, oh nee, hy was net leeg. Ek gaan so, come on. Ek gaan so, is dit never mess up a great story with facts. What are you doing?
Hy is Driekus.
Hy is eerlijk. Nee, hy was net leeg, bro. Ek was net lus vanoeg.
Nee, maar daar is gesig vir hom het gesê, dat is iets hier binnen wat gaan aan, wat
weet,
is
maar,
fout.
Hy sê, hy luister vir die questions.
Yeah.
Wat gevra word.
But also you heard that I can kill someone for this thing.
I thought kind of the guy holding the phone was the person who then obviously put something in his camera.
Yes, me too.
And he knows it.
Yes, because his eyesight was directly to that camera.
People said it was so much confident. That thing circulated. I got it on my phone probably 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And every time with factually stating,
definitely.
Then it becomes more specific about what brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But kijk, man is a tas. Kijk, elke keer die caller, jy hoor, is hy sy tas afval. Klink, klink, klink. Oh, so, die stok wat er gebruik wat vir die. Wat is die daar onder, hoor? Jy drink stadig aan 'n pint.
Wat 'n uur of so.
Elke slukkie is R12, is waar.
Luister, ons weet so baie van hierdie goeders, obviously because of social media and the amount of South Africans that were there. Yeah. Is there something that will shock and surprise us with this whole UFC game? Is there like a, oh my gosh, I never knew that they had to do this or they shouldn't do that? Or
I think the biggest thing that will shock people when they're physically there is the weight cut. To realize the intensity of a weight cut.
Yeah.
Like I said before, and when we were in Vegas, from the 2 weeks when we arrived till the fight, Drikus lost 16 kilograms.
Oh. In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah. Look, there's healthier ways to do it.
What are the unhealthy ways? Go
ahead. Tell us.
they literally, it's a, what they do is they load a lot with water and salt.
Okay.
And then they drop that water. And I remember when he was dropping weight, he puts his tongue out and I touched his tongue. It feels like a cat. It feels like a schrof, it's a leuze.
Was he heeltemaal droog, uitgedroog?
Yes, heeltemaal uitgedroog. En hoor gij hierdie shocker. Hè? Nou weeg hy in, nou dis nou typisch Driekus, nou weeg hy in, maar jy het op een non-title fight, het jy 500 gram speling. So okay. Jy kan uit die 4.5 weg, sê dan maar. En hy weeg toe uit die 4.5 en ek soos dan. Ek meen nou, jy hoef nog weight te cut nie. Gaan hy uit, toe gaan hy so, ek fight op championship weight, ek gaan nog 500 gram verloor. Drop hy nog.
Wow.
Hy hoef
nie.
So what was the weight limit?
84.5. But not I'm talking now the Whittaker fight.
Okay.
So toe weeg hy 84. Die volgende dag toe hy in die kry klim om te fight, toe weeg hy 96. So in 24 uur, wel was so 36 uur. Tel hy man 12 kilos op.
Dis onmoontlik.
Well.
Yeah.
This water.
Wow.
That's water. And people don't realize how that's why the weight is an issue. To move up a weight or down a weight is a massive thing. And guys like Pereira who moved down to middleweight and easily knocked him out so easily, your chin goes. Because I mean, you can think for yourself. He walks around at 105 and now he's fighting at 84.
Yeah.
I saw someone say that and it took me a while to kind of, now that you're saying it, it makes sense. So in other words, what it means, Drikus walks around weighing, I mean, and he still looks great, obviously. He's a big oak, muscular oak, 100 kilograms.
Yes.
Yeah.
But by the time he fought Adesanya, he weighed 80?
Well, before the weighing, he weighed, and Australia has different rules. So they only have 24 hours to rehydrate, where other places have up until 36. Yeah. So you want to make weight as quickly as possible. You want to get on the scale as quickly as possible because then you can start rehydrating.
And
and dan, jy kan ook nie net dan gaan in klim en vreet 'n icebine en 'n chippy en 'n goed nie, want dan sê jy lethargic, jou liggaam gaan in skok. Hulle begin met soos 'n digestive enzyme wat hy eet soos 'n gel, dat hy net weer kan begin verteer en dan 'n vruggie en dan so. Dis 'n helse ding en mense besef nie, almal dink jy klim in en jy fight en jy moet nou vars wees. Jy, daar's 'n 12 kilogram wat jy moet drop in 'n kwestie van 'n dag.
Dis insane.
Dit is malligheid.
Dis crazy. En jy moet daai gesiggies as jy nou al depressed mense gesien het, maar daai weight en almal sit so en staar, hulle stem is weg. Hulle cheeks is so ingesuig, hulle is nie dik van die lag nie. Glad nie.
Oh, what a positive story. It can be done.
It can be done. Look, is that what I'm thinking? I'm like,
June, December.
Hello.
So the 29th of November, dan gaan jy op die UFC diet. And it's like amazing.
I'm not joking.
Op my mind.
Jy like amazing for December, and then net oujaars, nieuwjaarsdag, begin jy maar weer.
Inspuiting, schminspuiting. UFC diet, bro. You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.